Okinawa Prefecture is the southernmost prefecture of Japan, comprised of hundreds of the Ryukyu Islands, with a tropical climate and the largest number of people living over 100 years of age and getting there in great physical condition as well. In addition to celebrating this, the annual Okinawan Festival also celebrates their unique culture as well, tracing centuries-old patterns of migration all over the world. Shari Tamashiro is a third-generation Okinawan American. She's the first foreign female worldwide ISA ambassador, and she's here with us in the studio today. Good morning, Shari.
Good morning. Hi, Tai.
Now, why do Okinawans love Hawaii?
You know, there's a... After World War II, Okinawa was completely devastated, and Hawaii Okinawans were in a frenzy to help out, so they sent over food, clothing, regular stuff, but a group of them wanted to do more. They wanted to rebuild the pig industry, and you know how much Okinawans love pork. But in 1948, the Hawaii Okinawan community raised almost $50,000. And today that would be like raising $500,000. And they had this dream of sending over pigs to rebuild the population. So they sent over 550 Chester White pigs from Oklahoma, and or Omaha, Nebraska, actually. And, you know, from it was actually on a boat, a one-month voyage that these pigs were sent over from Hawaii to Okinawa.
A month-long voyage on a boat with 550 pigs.
Yeah, they sent over seven men called the Pig Brigade, and their job was to keep the pigs alive.
That's awesome. They sent over the Pig Brigade.
Yes.
That's why they love us.
Well, you know, they still talk about this life-saving gift of aloha, you know, these pigs from the sea that came over from Hawaii and Okinawa today, and they remember. And it's a wonderful connection between Hawaii and Okinawa.
Well, and Hawaii State is their sister state.
Yeah, we have a sister state relationship between Hawaii and Okinawa.
And it just sort of illustrates that strong feeling of culture and that respect for where you come from. And part of that is the reason why there's a big festival taking place that a lot of folks from Hawaii, what, 1,000 people, are going to go on the Hawaii Brigade and head on over, hopefully not by boat these days, you know, we've got a plane, to go to Okinawa to be part of this big festival just to share their culture.
Yeah, it's called the Uchinanchu Taikai. So it's this huge party that the Okinawan government hosts every 5 years. And so we're hoping 1,100 Hawaii Okinawans go over. And around the world, the diaspora, so all the children of the immigrants, are going to converge on Okinawa at the same time. So it's going to be October 26th to the 30th. And there should be around over 5,000 Okinawans from around the world coming in.
Now, we've got a little competition going on. We're trying to beat Brazil.
Yes, we have to beat Brazil.
Why is that? Are there that many Okinawans in Brazil?
There are. I think Okinawa has the largest percentage of Japanese outside of Japan. And so there's a friendly rivalry going on between Brazil and Hawaii.
So if they said they'll bring 1,000,
then
we said 1,100.
Yeah.
Our brigade is even bigger.
Yeah.
Now, there's also an annual festival that takes place here, the Okinawan Festival. And there are some interesting facts about the Okinawan Festival. 15,000 hot dogs are prepared. I'm just thinking of the enormity of that. 75,000 donuts. Tell me a little bit about our local festival, in addition to some of the massive quantities of food that people would find.
So every Labor Day weekend, there is the Okinawan Festival. So this year is going to be the 34th festival. And it's run by 2,000 volunteers. And, you know, over a Saturday and Sunday, 50,000 people come by. And, you know, it was named the best cultural ethnic festival by the Honolulu Star Advertiser. And it's just this wonderful gathering of people. And I was telling you earlier that we have a saying that if you share our values and our heart, you can be Okinawan at heart. And so you're welcomed into the community and can become a part of our community. And the festival is a wonderful way to learn about the culture, but also become a part of our community.
Well, and I'm just doing some math. That means that each person eats more than one donut, a donut and a half. And one in three people have hot dogs. But there's also lots of other things other than the food.
These hot dogs are actually dipped in the donut batter, the andagi batter. So they're called anda dogs.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
you're
like
dipping
corn
hot dogs in donut batter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll see you there. Now, in addition, there's something else that you've been in charge of, and that is the ISA component of this, the drum festival. And there's a unique project that's going on that's going to be starting soon where people from all over the world are going to get to learn a particular aspect of the drumming and then get together at the festival in Okinawa and drum together.
Yeah, it's actually pronounced Asa.
Asa.
And that's the Okinawan style of drumming, which is very distinct from Taiko, which is the Japanese drumming. What we're going to do is we're working with Okinawa, and they're going to be making instructional videos for a traditional and a contemporary song. And from these videos, we can actually practice and learn. So there'll be an easy level for children, elderly, those who are not coordinated.
That would be me. Okay.
And a more complex one. And the idea behind it is that we'll have this video online. People can practice at home, and we'll have some face-to-face sessions. But at the Okinawan Festival in Hawaii, hundreds of us will gather, and we can drum together. Ultimately, you know, what we want is this video is going to go all over the world to wherever there's communities of Okinawans, the diaspora. And when we meet up in Okinawa at Taikai in October, we can have hopefully thousands all drumming together. And this is something that you don't have to be Okinawan to participate in. This will be open to anyone who wants to be a part of it.
And hopefully you don't even have to be very well coordinated.
Yes.
So someone like me could actually be part of this.
Yes.
All right. And you're going to be going along with this contingent.
I am.
You're going to be there. Do we have 1,100 people?
I think we have 1,000. We need a little bit more. So if you're interested in going, there's the Hawaii United Okinawa Association. And you need to register to them, through them. And if you do that, then you get special passes to all of the big events and the parades and things like that.
And do you have to be Okinawan?
No, you do not have to be Okinawan.
I, too, could uncoordinatedly mess up the drum team in Okinawa.
And, you know, you'd be Okinawan at heart.
I would be until they kick me out. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Shari Tamashiro is a proud Okinawan American who is the producer of the ASA Drum Festivals and Worldwide ASA Ambassador. She'll be joining her fellow Okinawans in October as thousands head to the 6th annual, I'm not going to say it, Shari, help
Uchinanchu me out. Uchinanchu Taikai.
That one, festival sharing the message of keeping cultural traditions alive for future generations. More information on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.